Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I take you for a ride on the devil's ship. I take you for a ride where you sink or swim. Now come with me and let this story begin.
I don't know why Guido just texted me. He's like, you're recording? I'll call you later. But he didn't call me and miss the call. The text was just, you're recording? I'll call you later. Like, so why would you even text that?
Would we be able to like video call him in?
Video would be a little complicated. Okay. We could do it. We could definitely audio call him in. But okay, it's I mean, he could pass by if he wants. There's a chair for him. Besides, you could text and tell him if he wants to pass by. But Borgils, Shapiro, welcome. How you doing, Borgils?
I'm good.
Yeah, you look nervous.
No.
Feel like this is a trap.
Yeah.
No, welcome back. What the fuck? Why is texting me again? Okay, nothing urgent. I was about to call you and remembered you record. See, these are things you shouldn't be texting. These are ideas that should be in your head.
Sorry, I'm texting you right now.
Yeah. It's fucking Guido.
I just really want to talk to Guido about how many times. So we did the show in St. Leonard last week.
Yes.
My whole family came to see me for the first time, and I did everything that I do normally on stage. I was like, I'm not going to hold back. I got to, you know, do what I would normally do because there's other people here for the show.
Yeah.
And Guido was just so amazed at how my family was supportive through that, you know, and went up to my entire family and told them that he was so, it was so beautiful that my grandmother was watching me come on stage and filming it and proud of me. My grandmother like had to watch me do it and got through that. And then like it was like spelled out for her.
Yeah.
And she came up to me and she didn't know what to say.
It was spelled out in Guido fashion. He's like, in case you didn't know, he was simulating ejaculation and he talked about prostitutes. And you and his girlfriend are all in the room, his mother. This is great. This is great.
Wait, did you do the ass eating bit?
I didn't do the ass eating bit, okay. No. It wasn't the room for it.
It wasn't the room for it.
But then my grandmother comes up to me and she's like, almost like shell-shocked from Guido talking to her about it. And she's like, you know, he said, you know, I go, yeah. He said, you were filming me and you were proud. And she's like, it was that moment where she was like, thank you for cutting me off there. Like, let's. And she was like, but you didn't do anything wrong. So she doesn't know what to say. So I say it and she just goes, yeah. And you're a healthy boy.
Yeah, he's a very healthy boy. That's how we describe him.
Like, that's my nana, dude.
The healthy boy.
She wants great grandchildren. Like, she wants the lineage of the family. You
there
know?
You go.
She hopes you're like shooting ropes.
We're a great grandchild family.
Great grandchild family?
Like, everybody's got a fucking great at all times.
Great what? Come?
Like, I got great grandparents. I had when I was born, like, 3 or 4 great grandparents.
We're mediocre at best in my family.
Okay.
I had one, died at when I was 7.
Okay.
None of us are great.
But is it because your family has kids young or they live long?
Kids young.
Okay.
Yeah. They got it. The Germans are going to get them.
And, I mean, a few of them live long, you know? Mm.
Mm. Yeah, I have the English blood in me, so like everyone's living to 100.
Okay.
My grandpa's 90, like 4 heart attacks, like just nothing could stop him.
I like that. I like unstoppables.
Yeah, he just farms every day, doesn't give a fuck, just I'm not gonna die.
I hope I'm like that.
I mean, bro, go take a fucking couple summers in Icaria.
Oh, I'll be fine.
You're good.
The whole plan is get so big that I don't want to be here anymore and I just retire on an island. I'm like, why would you do this? Like, you'll never understand me, human. I have a bigger beard. Poseidon, our friend Josh Shapiro, is here for a reason. He told me that there's an update on the Fousey Tube situation. Oh, no. Yeah, and it's funny.
By the way,
you got to get the clips. They got to see Fousey from within the mental institution.
No way.
He's sending videos out from the mental institution.
He's in an asylum.
So what, they took his
Guido has to step his fucking game up.
So let him keep the phone.
He told me he lost his tooth, which is crazy because that's our thing. That's Guido's whole shtick. So that's insane that this guy's stealing Guido's shtick of all people. Guido doesn't realize how close he is to making it. Because this is all bits that Guido did 2 years ago on The Intellectuals, going to the insane asylum, all that. This is all
the cops in Miami and these.
This is but Guido's already done this. The cops have been calling him many times, found him at a crack house. He got deported from Mexico. These are all bits that Guido did on the Intellectuals 2 years ago.
Did he live stream them?
It was on the podcast. Issue. Okay, it wasn't live, but it was on the podcast. Guido faked his own death on the podcast, and then we brought him back to life. Like, dude, these are all Fousey is just stealing Guido Grasso bits from 2 years ago.
I just gotta say, I want to talk about it in a public forum because, like, I feel bad. Speaking of faking deaths, the other day I wanted to prank Borgelli.
Yeah,
I was a little bored, and I canceled the Sunday mic, and he messaged the third floor Instagram account, and he was like, "Is everything okay?"
Well, first, because he had a gay-ass apology on Facebook. He's like, I'm so sorry to anyone this hurts and let's die.
I didn't say hurts. I said, guys, I got to cancel the mic tonight. I hate to do this, but we'll be back next week, every week after. Sorry to anybody who's let down. Because some comedians, you know, they look forward to going to the set.
But not anyone that's hurt.
So then I was like, fuck this. You know, everything's fine, dog. So I pretended to be Michelle telling him that I was rushed to the hospital.
Extreme ejaculate consumption.
I was going for like COVID stroke.
Oh, that's insane.
I thought it was just unhealthy stroke.
That's fair. Unhealthy stroke.
He just goes, Josh is in the hospital. He'll be okay. I'm like, can he visit? He's like, the girlfriend's messaging me, but not a lot. I'll let you know.
No.
I like went like too hard. I was just bored.
I'm talking to my coworker. I'm like, fuck, my friend's in the hospital. He's like, oh, that sucks, man. What the fuck? And then 30 minutes later, I'm like, he pranked me. He's like, what the fuck is wrong with this dude?
He messaged me. He goes, bro, is everything okay? I go, yeah, all good. Michelle talked to you. And he goes, what hospital are you at? I go, what the fuck are you talking about?
That's fine. Is this it? I think I found it.
Oh, bro, he looks weirder than usual.
Well, this is it, but this is a guy reacting to it. So it's probably going to be like, it's probably good enough.
I was hoping you guys would interact with me on Discord.
I'm here. So wait, are we reacting to a guy reacting to him?
Because I can't find the original.
Bro, this is meta.
To be fair, this is one of those ones. I doubt the guy's going to say much, you know? On TikTok, like, you could just blow up from just taking a clip, putting your face on. You don't even have to say anything good.
Is that a nurse?
Really weird, so forget about it. Just want to say hi. I miss y'all. I'm currently under, what's it called? This thing the cops put me under.
No idea. I forgot the arrest act
when you can't leave a mental hospital until you get clearance.
It's not a nice act.
Can't leave the hospital until I get clearance from the police. So damn. I've been here for 4 days now. They drug me up every day. Anytime I say something wrong, well,
yeah, he's missing a tooth.
They put a needle this big into my arm.
Well, Guido.
Oh, damn.
Yo, we gotta bring Guido up in this minute. Bitch.
Damn.
Love y'all. I made the 0.4-second shot. I got fouled out. That's all it is. I'll be back.
Oh my God. This guy's crazy.
So, okay, he's mentioning the 0.4-second shot.
Get it, G7.
Poseidon, could you go? Just go kick.com/Fousey. It's his bio on Kick is crazy too. Everything Fousey is crazy. I'm in love. It's amazing.
Yeah, you turn us into Fousey fans.
This is a Fousey podcast now.
Yeah.
He's so crazy. He can't even keep it together for them to let him out. Like he can't even lie for three days to go be crazy in the streets again. Like he just can't.
Yeah, he should just be like, yes, streaming. This is all ridiculous nonsense. I am so sorry to have shocked you people, to have made you all worried.
Yeah, just.
I'm going back to school. Thank you. Thank you. And the second he gets out, I'm free, bitches. Me and Drake are getting married.
It's not loading.
I do think he did go crazy because meeting Drake was in the realm of possible things to fucking happen because the Kick is very close with Drake and the Kick owner
was trying to get it to happen.
He said he'll try and get a picture together. So the bio's there up top in the thing there. This is his bio.
0.4 seconds left on the clock in game 7 of the NBA Finals. Mm-hmm. The coach looks at you. I'm the coach. I look at you and say, kid, the ball's coming to you.
Hold on. The coach looks at you. I'm the coach. The fuck does that mean? Hold on. The coach looks at you. I'm the coach. Like, is he talking to you so he's the coach? Or is the coach looking at him, but it's actually him who is the coach? Do you know what I mean?
Bro, this is hilarious.
Like, Fousey, I need you to play. And he's like, whatever you say, Fousey.
It's like Norbit.
This is insane. Anyways, go on. This is crazy.
But he said, the coach looks at you, I'm the coach. And then he reiterates, I look at you and say, but didn't you already look? Anyways, I look at you and say, kid, the ball's coming to you. What are you going to do in that moment? Are you going to trip on your shoelaces and disappoint your mom? Or are you going to show out and put a parade on in your city. Yeah!
Or is there the possibility that you get arrested and thrown into a mental asylum? You choose your adventure, kid.
And, like, just the irony of this, literally, he was 0.4 seconds on the clock to get the $77 million contract. He was there.
What do you mean? There was a contract?
There was a $77 million contract he was signing the next day.
For what?
For streaming on Kick.
And now they said, fuck, this guy's too crazy?
Well, bro, he's locked up. It's his, you know, now he's got to start again.
Can you negotiate with Kick? Tell him we'll do it for 30?
Yeah. And then he goes, if you do the latter, you are welcome to join G7.
G7?
If you're G4 like Aiden Ross, you can still watch and try out again at a later date. G7, it's a mindset, you know?
We're talking Japan. We're talking the United States, Canada. We're talking the modern world. Welcome to the G7.
Because I don't watch enough to fully understand what he's going on about with the G7.
The guy's a fucking lunatic, bro. Why are you trying to rationalize it?
I'd like to know, you know?
Bro, I'm in here. This ain't a real mental asylum. This is Arkham. I'm Batman. Like, that guy's crazy, bro.
I just need, if you give me like a little bit of mushrooms or a little bit of acid and I watch this, I will understand Fousey.
For the moments that you're high.
Yeah, and I'll be within it. I'll get it. It'll all make sense.
This guy's talking to me for real. This was made for, yeah, he's a lunatic, but as long as he's not dangerous, I'm happy for him to make some money.
I think if he got $77 million, he'd be dangerous.
Oh, yeah, that's
he'd
true.
Of course. He'd be a fucking villain or something. He'd buy guns. Like, I think it'd go.
Question. These streaming contracts, I know that XQC got $100 million. Do they don't give it to you lump sum. They probably space it out.
I would assume that they space it out, yeah.
Yeah. We'll give you $100 million for 5 years or something.
XQC was $100 million, 2 years, non-exclusive.
So he's making $50 million a year.
And I think on top of that, he gets paid to stream gambling separately.
Mm. I like that shit, dog.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even have to like, is there a minimum amount of time he has to stream or just?
Yes, for sure.
For sure.
100%.
Or else he would just never stream.
That's it. Yeah. That's definitely the kick. Like, Kick is like going to pay streamers, but the requirements are like Kai Cenat didn't want to go there because of the requirements.
Who's Kai Cenat?
Kai Cenat is like probably like the biggest streamer gambling? Other than XQC. No, just IRL content, just like reacting to videos or like bringing people over to his house and like doing streams with them.
I've seen a lot of those. That's what people do. They just they do what we do, but in a house.
Yep.
Okay. Kinda, yeah. That's it, right? There's no like rules. They just chill.
Yeah. Imagine like you watch this guy chill every day, play video games, whatever, and you love this guy. You watch him. It's great content, you know? And then all of a sudden, 21 Savage shows up and he's hanging out with him.
That's funny.
It's sick.
Yeah, there's something cool about that.
Yeah, so and it's so casual too. It's just, I love it.
I like this. All right. So Poseidon, thank you for introducing us to Arab Guido.
Well, that's it. How much do you think Kick would pay us for Guido?
Oh, but they don't, if they find out that this guy just stole his shtick from Guido.
Well, that's it.
Because it is crazy that he's doing Guido bits that are 2 years old.
Guido could sue him, technically.
He could, but then he's going to get so frustrated, he's going to end up in the mental hospital.
He's going to lose another tooth.
He'll lose another fucking tooth. But it's crazy that he's copying Guido, like he's doing stuff Guido did 2 years ago, 1 year ago, and then literally what Guido did on The Intellectuals last week, this guy's like, I got
to
do it.
And actually, I think he went to Guido got into the mental institution in the same manner. Like, I think he yelled at cops and shit.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
He literally, like...
That's what I'm saying. He's just copying Guido's shtick.
Play for play, he's copying.
The difference is, this guy had a $77 million contract on the line. And Guido had a podcast to go record. The stakes are way higher in this guy's life than Guido's, but same shtick.
Do you remember when they let him out to go record?
Oh, dude, there was a time.
That's real?
Yeah, there was a time where he was in the mental hospital and he came, and we were talking about on Two Drink Minimum. It was when we were doing Two Drink Minimum live at the Bordel. And so there's a crowd there. And then I see in the audience, I go, there's no way, because we're talking about it, that he was in the mental hospital. Guido's in the crowd. So I'm like, bro, put him on the camera and give him a mic. I go, how the fuck are you out? And he's like, yeah, you know, I was lucky. The people that were working there, bro, they were podcast fans. So I told him, I go, bro, I'm going, you know, I got to do the podcast. I'm going to record Two Drink Minimum. The guy's like, Two Drink Minimum? He's like, for real though, you're not, but you're going to come back. You're not fucking with me? He's like, yeah, I'm going to come back. And he left to come record and then go back to the mental hospital. They got to keep my promise, bro. The security guard's a fan. Bro. Fucking amazing.
What a wild.
It's a wild life. Yeah. It's a wild life. You grew up, you're younger, so this is kind of like your realm, no?
Like insane people?
No, there's people, it's all streaming and all crazies.
Oh, I thought you meant just like people on pills and shit, yeah. A bunch of streamers, a bunch of like, because like a lot of these people are like 14, 15 when they blow up. Mm. Like Fousey was probably like 20. It just like warps your whole fucking perception of life. Like he's been pranking people and shit. yeah, he's it makes sense that he's, he was always weird.
But he seems like he wasn't emotionally ready for all that shit. Like, the advantage I have is that, so you see the shit that happens with my French podcast? When, like, it's in the stupid tabloids and stuff, because I'll bring people on, we're talking about stuff. So the way people react, like, oh, I'm going to fucking give this guy a piece of my mind, and they go online, they're like, dear podcaster, and they write paragraphs of fuck you and this and that. And we laugh about it. Like, well, if we could get through the whole thing, then we'll laugh. But a lot of people aren't like that. A lot of people will receive a negative comment, and they're done.
For sure.
Emotionally, like, I'm going to stop podcasting, whatever. So it's like, it's cool to do it to me, but, like, you're going to do it to the wrong person. You're going to really fuck these people up.
But also, like, yes, but also, like, live streaming, it hits different. And for him, it's insane. He was live for, like, 49 days in a row.
But him was also 24
hours
sleeping.
A day. No sleep some of the day. Like, crazy. And he said he was off his medication for the last 2 days. But, yeah, and it's, you got to not be in it that long. It's not good for your mental health to fucking anybody. Even a perfectly sane person to be live that long, that's crazy.
Yeah, because you just can't be like, you can't relax, you can't fart, you can't rest.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Also, it makes you like the center of the universe, and that's why now he thinks he's on like a mission from God to fight.
Oh, he's been saying that for years.
But that's because all the cameras are on him, everything's about him. Someone like that, like, they're gonna go fucking
who's
crazy.
He fighting? He says he's on a mission to fight who?
A mission from God, like, they're trying to stop. Like, I remember the last episode, you guys reacted to a clip where he's like, this is my train from God, you guys are trying to stop me to the cops.
Oh, yeah, that is what he said.
And then also something I did leave out last time, I forgot about. He was at the airport filming, and this woman comes up to him, and she's telling him that she's, like, a victim of, like, sexual trafficking and shit, you know, and he's consoling her. Then he's like, all right, Chad, I'll be back in 10 minutes. And he went and fucked her in the bathroom.
Don't lie.
I swear to God, bro. I swear to God. And everybody was like, dude, what the fuck? Like, just, like, crazy. Like, it just.
I'm surprised he didn't live stream that, though.
Yeah.
Like, bring the shows camera some restraint.
It away.
Some restraint on his part. That's insane.
No, yeah. It's,
but hilarious.
Hilarious.
Because you
sure,
wouldn't. That sounds crazy. Like a fake scenario. That's how crazy it is. Yes. It sounds like something you'd see in a movie. Yeah, like, you didn't really do that, bro. You got it. Like, it doesn't sound like something a real human being could do.
And it's like, it's this guy who's like preaching about God and shit on stream, and she's probably watching and then sees him in person. And she's like, oh my God, let me go talk to this, you know, God loving person.
Yeah, you know what's better than talking to me? Banging me.
His tooth fell out while they're banging.
What's going on? I'm Italian. This is crazy.
Apparently, priests back in the day used to like use their relationship with God to get like tons of pussy.
They do it now too. There's cults that come out like that. There was one guy. Remember Poseidon? We were talking about it on one. I think it was on Two Drink Minimum a few years ago, where he was saying to the women that his jizz has magical properties. Yeah. And so people were like sucking his dick and swallowing his jizz to be healed by God. Like, dude, people are stupid.
And their husbands are cool with it. Like, go get the God jizz. Like,
no, a lot of them didn't know. Like, okay. It was like, this is going to help my relationship with my husband if I suck this guy's dick. God. And he's like, yeah, don't tell your husband, though, because this is a secret. It's me, you, and God. I'm giving you these powers.
But it's just like,
through my dick.
Fuck.
Yeah, the crazy. Holy Spirit through his dick is what he was saying.
Just people who just believe without questioning. It just freaks me out.
Yeah.
Like, genuinely, in 2023, super religious people freak. Not religious people. Not, like, people who believe in God. But just, like, people who, like, follow everything to the T. Like, it freaks me out. I don't trust them.
Well, those are the same people that complain about jokes.
Sure.
They take everything literally.
Do you know why?
And it's low IQ. Trust me, that's all it is. People think it's complicated. It's philosophical. It's not. It's just low IQ. Because if you look at the scale of like understanding sarcasm, comedy, all that stuff, the darker the it normally comes with a average and higher IQ. The second you fall below average, you don't get simple things. It's the people that they have the round hole and the square peg, and through seeing, you should be able to tell just observing, okay, this doesn't fit, but they keep shoving, it's just their bill. That's all it is. They don't get it. It's just, they're not bad. It's their IQ. They're below average. So they don't see it. They're like, what the fuck of them? What the fuck of them? That's all it is. So they're not bad people. That's what I learned now. I used to think they're just pieces of garbage. And now I'm like, okay, it's just, they're dummies. That's all it is. So you can't take it personal.
There is something funny just about dumb people.
Yeah.
It'll always be funny. Like, just that's going through life, like trying to jam like squares and circles, like, everything. The whole time, like, they can't even wash dishes, right? Just like,
they can't even wash dishes, right? They're just like, ah!
And there's nothing you can do to fix it.
They're the worst thing is you give them a spoon to wash. They're fucked, bro. They're soaked. They're done. They're, like, ah! They're freaking out.
Then after 2 weeks, they master the spoon. They get a fork. They freak out.
Yeah,
again.
Like, it's going through. Ah! Like, dude, these people are idiots. I used to think it was more nefarious. And now, especially with the French cast, like the controversies, quote unquote, I'm like, okay, bro, they're low IQ people. You can't get mad. There was an old Greek saying, there was a philosopher, And people were mad at him in the street, like, you fucking, and they were spitting on him and attacking him. And one guy asked him, he's like, bro, how come you don't retaliate when these people like take you out of context and they're mad at you and they spit on you and they kick you? And he looks at him, he goes, retaliate. He goes, bro, if a fucking donkey kicks you, you're going to fight the donkey. He goes, bro, it's a donkey. Because it doesn't know what it's doing. And then, and you know, you think about it, like, oh, fuck, he's right. Yeah, some people just react. They hear a joke. Like, I remember Mike, the whole thing was when they translated his joke in English, the tabloids wrote, not only the tabloids, CTV News actually wrote, Mike Ward, the man who tried to drown a disabled boy. They took the joke and they put it literally. So these are low IQ people. They're not nefarious. I used to always think it was nefarious. These are just dumb people that are going
to
complain.
But the people who made the article are nefarious and they're trying to trick dumb people.
Maybe the editors are yeah. Maybe the editors in that situation that I'm talking about the news are, but in general, people that get offended by jokes at a comedy show, they're not bad. Some might be, but they're just dummies.
But some of them are like smart, and like some people like that, like you think are smart, can intellectualize anything so that they're right and they will never see the other. Like there's also hard headed.
Yeah, there's
people.
Also assholes, of course. But I'm saying the majority are just dummies. But you're gonna fall on an asshole.
I don't know. I don't think like. I don't know, not to bring this into COVID, but since it's coming back, 95% of the people went along with what the government said.
Yep.
I don't think 95% of people are dummies. I think they're just...
Some are dummies, some were nefarious, some were scared, some were playing it safe. Like the COVID thing is different because it was so big and they kept feeding you so much shit online and on the news that it was normal that even the hardest of people would start to crack. Mm. You're like, oh, fuck, do I not have a job? Am I not allowed to go to my office? Or they're not going to pay me. Even though I'm home, they want me to get jabbed. Which was crazy, dude. Like, you're going to lose your job, your work-from-home job, if you're not... Like, there was such stupid things going on.
It happened so slow, too, though. It was like, okay, guys, we need 2 weeks. And everyone's like, okay, Italy just did 2 weeks. We could do 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then it was like, okay, we gotta do a month. And it's like, okay, we just did 2 weeks. We could do two more weeks, you know? And then it's like, okay, we're going to give you guys money, but we're going to do another 2 months. And it was like, hey, we're going to do another 2 months. You're going to get money, I guess, you know? So it's just like a slow tolerance building.
That's what happened to me. It was tolerating slowly. Where I start to turn, really, and I was like, oh, this is weird, is the second, at least in this country, it was like, if somebody doesn't want to get jabbed next to you, they're racist, they're misogynist, they're going to kill you. We got to get them off the planes. I was like, whoa, what the fuck's happening, bro? What are you, you're the prime minister of the country. You can't say that your neighbor's a menace because this is crazy. So the second started to get aggressive and they started to use all the like the labels, I was like, okay, this is a cult. And that's what it turned into.
Yeah.
And then now when truth stuff is starting to come out and you're like, are you wrong about this, I see people who are dishonest just don't want to talk about it. They just ignore it completely. They don't want to be like, maybe I overreacted. That was true. That was so I see who's dishonest and I'm waiting now. The second wave or whatever the fuck they're going to do now. You see that a lot of people are just going to jump on board again.
Yeah.
Of course. People like for the past few months have still been like, you know, it's still around, right? Like, there's weirdos who are still on it.
I saw masks yesterday. Was that a show and the bartenders were wearing
Look,
masks?
If I'm going to be honest with you...
They're trying to push them. They're trying to start again, they said.
If I'm bartending, like, you know, a lot, and I'm like, I can't, like, not bartend, I'd wear a mask. I don't want to get it. I don't want to get COVID and then not be able to work for 5 days. Masks, I don't think masks is, like, an issue, but you're right that it is, like, a sentiment towards...
It's a gateway drug.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, yeah.
Me, it's the forced vaccines that bother me. If you're forcing people, barring them from working, from groceries, all that shit, that's what's scary to me. And the fact that we went along with it, here in Quebec especially, for a while long, we had curfews.
Curfew was crazy.
While the rest of the world was out, I remember they were celebrating New Year's. Do you remember when they were celebrating New Year's around the world? And we're watching videos of people, New Year's fireworks, and we had curfew.
That's wild.
That was wild, dude. That was fucking wild. And people went along with it. People were ratting out their neighbors.
But then the Canadians made it to the Stanley Cup Finals and everything was okay again.
Do you remember that shit?
Everything was okay. There's no problems here.
Such
also,
bullshit.
It was like, I'll never forget the picture of Zach Kick and I. We were filming outside the Bell Center all the time during that time. And we're like fucking 5,000 people outside of the Bell Center. Crowded, shoulder to shoulder.
It doesn't matter. It's but then for a hockey game.
There's
so
the restaurant with the patio empty.
Yeah.
Nobody's allowed to sit at the restaurant. But we're 5,000 people standing next to each other on the street.
Ludicrous.
It's just insane.
None of it makes sense.
That's the problem.
You're dishonest if you say, of course it does. 5,000 people together is not dangerous. It's if you're sitting on the patio. If you say that, you're either very stupid and you don't understand what you're saying, or you're a liar. Like, just tell the truth. It doesn't make any sense.
Or you're complacent and you just want to go through life making no decisions. Just
people like that. They're like, tell me what to think. I had a buddy like that. I've spoken on the podcast where he left when I was working in video games. We had become like test leads and we had pretty good jobs. We were getting paid more than anyone else. We were leading teams. It was fun. And he left because he said he couldn't handle, he went back to work at restaurants because he told me, he goes, I can't handle the pressure of being in charge. Even though in charge wasn't a big deal. You had to send reports at the end of the day. It was very easy. But he's like, I just want to be told what to do and do it. He goes, he told me, he goes, I'm not like you. He goes, I can't have that. I can't decide. I want people to do it for me. And that was the first time anyone ever told me. That was the first time I ever witnessed that. And I couldn't rationalize it. That's how fucked up it is. When something new comes your way, I was like, I don't understand what you mean. You're autonomous. You're independent. It's so much better. He's like, no. And he's like, I'm not like you. I don't like that. It makes me anxious. He goes, just tell me what to do and I'm just going to do it.
Some people are like that, like even with office jobs and stuff. Like they want to work their 8 hours. They want to get their money. They want to go on vacation, do this and that. That makes
they don't want to think.
Yeah.
Something's on fire. They're like, well, I mean, I could put it out right now, but I'm just going to turn around and pretend that that's not happening.
I'm going to email the manager. And
instead of just putting it out. No, I'm going to email the manager, see if he can call someone, see if it's just...
Well, I experienced that literally with the real fire.
Oh, yeah, it's true. At the airport. With the real back fire, in the day.
Dude. Yeah. This was like fucking 2018. The competitor's booth caught on fire in the multi-level parking. And everyone, and I go, I see smoke and shit, and I walk, and I go, well, that's weird. I follow smoke. It's coming from the booth. I'm like, oh, fuck.
They must have hired a lot of black people.
And then I look around, everyone's just staring at the fire, and I swear to God, one guy, I think he had like a bucket, and then he was throwing water, like he was picking up water with a cup and then throwing it on the fire. But the thing is, in the multi-level parking at the airport, there's, at every second pillar, there's a fire extinguisher. So I see this and I start yelling. I go, bro, what the fuck are you guys doing? I yelled at the manager. I go, bro, what the fuck are you doing, you idiot? I go, come here. I go, he follows me. I go, fuck, I open this. I open the thing. I tore the fucking thing. I'm like, go fucking put the fire out. And he put the fire out.
Poseidon was the voice of reason during a crisis. That's how stupid people are. I'm telling you, what happens a lot of times is a lot of these weasels sneak their way up into positions of power. And that's why stuff doesn't work in society the last couple of years. It's because we have the most incompetent people in positions that you need the most competent. That's why.
And they're hired for the wrong reasons.
They're hired for the wrong reasons.
They have a degree in this, or they went 10 years in university, which is also just think this.
The city, our city here, we talk about how broken it is, right? Because the mayor is like a dipshit hippie. Who in her head, instead of being functionality, this is a city, it needs to, I got to make sure the businesses work, the schools, the roads, it's not in her head. She's like, I like riding bikes. I like riding bikes. And it's like, yo, you know the cities, we got homelessness, we got a huge problem, the businesses were shut down because of the roads are fucked up. It's like, bike lanes, more bikes. And it's like, oh, fuck, it's a parrot.
Also hurt, dude, during the fucking measurements, you know, it was tough for us. Yeah. I was bartending a lot at Stogie's at the time, and it was tough. We had to fucking police everybody in the place to put their mask on. No groups bigger than groups of three or whatever. And then her, she's on a terrace with like eight people, no mask, it's having a good time. And it's just nothing makes sense. Nothing makes sense.
She's a Pokemon. Her, she just, what's her name? Bike. That's it. Bike, bike. Every fucking thing she says.
Yeah, it just bothers me that people didn't realize, like, no one's mad. No one's upset that they're going to do this shit.
I'm upset.
You're upset, but, like, we have 5% of people who that's are upset. That's the thing, yeah. Well, and then, also like, comedians who are more free thinkers than the average person.
The rest of people get upset when we talk about it.
Which is crazy. They're like, wait a second. That's fucking true.
No.
I shouldn't be victim to these imbeciles. Yeah, it's true. I'm telling. But you know what? People are scared because they don't know that there's people with them. For example, the thing that happened on the French podcast where Julien Dion came and talked about how he was getting fucked over by a lunatic cult, basically. So this was new to me. Like, he was giving me the information, but apparently it's known in the French scene. So there's these people who, it sounds very noble. Like, yo, we got to help women get on lineups. Sounds fucking noble. It's like, yeah, why the fuck not? If there's girl comics that aren't getting picked just because they're girls, that's crazy, right? So they go, and what they do, they start harassing people, but not people who refuse to book women. If there's a show that happens that week to not have a woman, they denounce you. Look at this misogynistic, like lunatic shit, okay? And then you have idiots who don't know what's going on. They start attacking you, and it starts the whole thing. So Julien had a show every week. He's been doing it for 2 years. There was these 6 shows in the summer that he didn't have women. Every time he doesn't have a woman, he gets shit online by them. They take his photos and they go, look at this guy. He hates women. Even though out of 86 shows in total in the last couple of years, I think 76 had women on them. So it's not even a proper analysis of the whole thing. Anyways, So he kept getting shit on. So the second someone had canceled and he had, I was like, fuck, there's no women this week. He went and made an AI version of a woman, be like, this woman's on the lineup. That was the whole joke, right? And he told everyone in the audience knew, they were making jokes about it every week with Jad Mono. Weeks later, they catch wind of this, these lunatics, and they fucking unload. They say he created a woman, AI, in order to not book women, which is not true. He put that when he couldn't book a woman so that you leave him alone, you know? But the way they framed it, and they went to the media, they spoke on his behalf as if they knew his intention, you know? So it was just lunatic shit. So I see now with people's reactions to that, the way they are, no one thought rationally, like, wait, I understand the cause up front is noble, but these people are fucking toxic. Because on top of it, every woman that spoke out and said, all the comedians are like, hey, this is wrong. You guys are treating them unfairly. They would block them. They would remove them from the list. Women that were good, instead of being on that list to pick women, hey, here are women comics, they took them off the list. So it's nothing to do with helping women. It's about people who think like you and follow along. You're going to try your best to keep them. And everyone else go fuck themselves. So even the cause was bullshit. And I got so many private messages from comedians, men and women. For women who fucking I thought were more on the side of that. And they go, yeah, we don't like them, but I don't want to say anything. Because they just bully you online. They get people, they call you all kinds of names and they attack you and this and that. So thank you for not giving a fuck. And I was like, why do you care about these lunatics, what they say?
And when it all happens fast, it feels horrible. It happened to me once when I was streaming where like these two, three guys, they got pissed off and they just fucking got like hundreds of people to come after me.
What'd you do?
I mean, I was fine.
No. Why did you do that?
It was it's fucking, we had a trade, me and this guy. And it was for like a knife in CSGO.
Oh, okay. It was a game.
It was a CSGO, but it was like, it's a purchase, you know? And I told him, I go, look, this is my first time doing this. I need you to walk me through it. I heard there's a lot of problems that can happen. And I'm a streamer. Everybody saw me. It was my first time opening CSGO cases. And I pulled a knife immediately. My first case on stream. It was crazy.
Is that good?
It's like a $1,500 knife for like a $2 case I bought. Like, it's crazy. Oh,
you could sell it for real money.
You could sell it for real money because people want it. In game, it's rare. And it was like a good version of it. Okay. And basically, it got intercepted in the trade.
How does that happen?
So it got stolen, you know? But I told the guy from the beginning, and I was like, look, I might be in the wrong here, okay? But I told the guy from the beginning, I was like, you need to walk me through every step of this, please. So he's the only one who I added as a friend. He's the only one who, like, had my information, whatever, and it went missing.
How does it go missing?
Now, I know what happened. There was, like, there are these scams. What they can do is, like, if they get into your Steam, when you go to do the trade, it swaps the account that you're trading to, but it puts the picture of the person that you were going to trade to in the name.
That's insane.
But the account level goes to zero. And I don't fucking know account levels. I'm not a Steam guy. Sent. And I'm like, the guy like paid me. And I go, look, bro, I go, I'm not sending you your money back. Like, how did this get stolen? Like, what is, I told you to walk me through everything, you know? And then like, everybody was freaking out. I was talking to these guys. Then there were some guys who I actually knew. They explained it to me. They were like, look, they were like, it's not this guy. There's these scams, whatever.
He got, and then what I did was,
I got the knife locked. So the account that intercepted the knife, that account got locked. The knife is gone from existence. And then I'm like, okay, the guy doesn't get the knife. Even if it's the guy who scammed me, I paid him his money back.
Oh, nice.
But those fucking, whatever, few hours where everybody was going, they bought board quick. They left me alone quick. Because I still stream it. I don't give a fuck. They would come into my chat.
But that's what happens is people, like even this thing with the, like Julian was getting death threats, all that. They come quick because they don't know what's going on. And they're like, ah, you fucking hate me. I fucking hate these some, it's because they think they're incels and they think it's going to get them laid by these disgusting open micers. Others, they just think I'm doing the right thing. This is noble. Because they just read the headline. Because the headline, even the news, you know what the news said about Julian? The news said comedian creates an AI woman in order to not book women.
No, yeah, and it feels horrible. But that's insane. Horrible.
If he did that, that would be crazy. That's not what he did.
Those few hours, those few days, it feels horrible. You feel, no matter if you know you're right or wrong, like, it just feels horrible.
Yeah.
Like, everybody coming after you, telling you you're horrible, you know? It's a crazy feeling.
That's the difference. We're from Park X. We strive for that. We show it to everyone in Park X. Like, bro, they wrote an article. It's not a piece of shit. And everyone's like, bro, that's crazy. It's because we don't take it serious. That's what I was I go, that's why I felt bad. Because I go, I don't mind being, since the other comics don't want to do it because they don't want to get attacked. I go, I don't mind being the figurehead so that they could attack me. Because you guys, you take all that shit serious. If your family sees that in the Devoir, Le Devoir, they wrote an article that's shitting on you, your family's like, what is this? We're disappointed. First of all, my family doesn't know what the fuck it is. They're never going to read it. But my friends are all going to be like, bro, it's fucking hilarious, bro. They said you're the biggest villain in the province. They're going to frame it, bro. You're going to go to every fucking cafe in Park X, and you're going to walk in and see my face there. This is the biggest piece of shit. They're going to be like, fuck yeah, it's our boy. Like they, so it's a difference. I was like, fine, I'll do it. If that's, I don't give a fuck, bro. My friends will love that shit. Yeah. But that's the problem is because I want it, they skirt. They use my clips and they say Pantelis, but they don't make an article about how this guy's a bad guy, whatever, because I like it. If it bothered me, they would fucking do it.
Well, that's it, because they want to, you know, at a certain point, I think that it got into like people being like, oh, we can't actually do anything to this person.
Yeah. Fuck it. Why waste our time?
Harass them. No, no, no. The opposite, that it's like, let's just make them like other, you know,
yeah.
That just upsetting someone is they're like, okay, nice. We fucking, you know.
Yeah, right. With me, since that's not what will upset me. Me will upset me is if they hurt someone. Like if I find out that because of the podcast they went and beat up Julian, sure. Then I'd get fucking
that's
upset.
Crazy.
You know?
That's
yeah. Crazy. But no, the article stuff. Every time people send me links, look, they mentioned this, but I laugh. I'm like, this is crazy. I'm not like this isn't real.
No, exactly.
It's the only thing it would suck is if it would stop him from getting booked because people him, see yeah. Him the article. Like that's when it sucks.
But that's the difference with me and him because I do my own stuff. Because him, his manager dropped him.
Really?
Yeah, over this.
Holy shit.
But that's good because at least you know this guy's not right or that's a shitty manager.
Sure.
That's a terrible manager. Like if this controversy, quote unquote, gets you to my, if I was one of his other, because I know some of his other clients, bro, I would fire that guy right away. Bro, that's the worst manager you can ever get. Like, bro, one thing happens, even if you're, this guy's not even taking the time to look at the situation, he's going
to
drop you.
Because also you have to realize that the people who are writing these things or the people who are coming after them, it's their job. That's how they make money. So they look for things to go after.
Yeah,
it's
that's true. What,
you know, they got 8 hours in a day. They got to fucking find someone to go after.
But their job is to tell the truth.
Not all. No, not like the tabloids. Like the tabloids that wrote about me and him. The job of him is just to sensationalize something, kind of change it purposely. But you're right. The real news, because CBC picked it up, Radio-Canada, TVA, them. I even told him, I go, do you want a good lawyer? Because technically, because of what they wrote, without the fact that they wrote... in absolute, he created this in order to not, which is a lie. That makes it sound crazy. That's a blatant lie that they lied with no evidence. They never even spoke to you. It's no evidence that you could go after them. And he was like, oh, yeah. You could really fuck up the news. Yeah, that's defamation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like you're telling someone what their intentions are when it's yeah. Like, no.
That's
like,
insane.
Especially if he has clips from the show making jokes about it and stuff.
People got too comfortable, journalists and all that, during COVID. Because what happened is during COVID, you could talk shit about anyone. If they were against the narrative, everyone would go against them. You get it? So people got comfortable making shit up. Like, remember Rogan? They're making shit up about the horror stuff. Oh, by the way, ivermectin came out now. One of the best things to treat COVID.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
We knew this.
We knew this.
Anyone with a brain.
We knew this, but now they're actually coming. So, remember what they did to Rogan?
Yeah.
Horse crazy. Paste. They changed crazy. On CNN. They changed the color of the face. Because then it was like, oh, the cult was strong. So it doesn't matter who you were. If you were against them, everyone would go against you. So it was easy. You just make stuff up. You're like, God, this is amazing, bro. I'm getting clickbait. No one's talking back to me. Now, though, that stuff's starting to clear up. You got to be careful because the wrong person is going to fucking sue you.
Also, I think they underestimated Rogan's strength.
Yeah.
I think they thought they were above Rogan. And then Rogan's like, no. Like,
no, that was first of all.
Listen.
Not only Rogan has more people listening, but Rogan has one thing that all those people combined don't have, the anchors.
I mean, bro, he got through
that. He has autonomy and fuck you money.
He got through that compilation of him dropping the N-word, bro. He can get through anything.
Yeah, that was my mixtape for a while. That's all I was listening to in the car.
I can get through anything.
Yeah. I was like, yo, they made this compilation for me.
But when was that, like 2009, 2000?
But exactly, it's from, yes. It's
what's the cutoff year? Like, if he had an N-word in 2016, would he be fine?
But it's not exactly what I've been saying for years, context. And it's what all the black artists that came out to support him said. It was exactly what I said. Context. Mm. Like, he wasn't calling anyone the N-word. Yep. He was, like, let's say you're telling a story, and then this guy called him this, and then that's way different. Now you're getting mad about semantics. You're getting mad about a noise that someone's mouth made. Had he called someone angrily, that's a different story. But it's not who he is. It's not what he did.
Exactly.
So I loved it when artists came out and like, you guys are this is nothing. This is nothing.
Also, like, he's from Boston, so it's okay. If he was from Portland, he would have been canceled immediately. It would have been done for him.
So it was all little things like that context started to come back in the conversation. Rogan did a lot of good for people by just standing up and being like, no, this is stupid. I'm allowed to have my opinion. I'm allowed to do... Yeah, fuck you guys. Save Aaron Rodgers, who told everyone to go fuck themselves.
Yeah, he was, but Aaron Rodgers was fucking weird, dude.
Aaron Rodgers was a lunatic.
Just say what you gotta fucking say, bro. Yeah. Stop being weird.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers was a fucking lunatic.
Are you vaccinated? I'm immunized. Like, say what you want to fucking say, dude.
But he has a contract and shit. He probably can't, like...
Okay, sure.
Yeah, the NFL was weird.
Like, so just say no comment. Don't... I'm immunized. Like, why are you being
none
a
of
fucking...
your business.
Exactly. Just say, I don't feel like talking about this or, like, you know?
Well, I like that, though. I'm immunized. That's what I would say. Just, like... Because it's more of a fuck you.
Yeah.
Because you're, like, saying what they want you to say, but not really, and I don't know.
Yeah, there's something fun about that.
Like, I guess, but if you're gonna tell them fuck you, don't get upset when they're like, hey...
I didn't
you
know
told me fuck me. You know, like that's...
I didn't know the context afterwards. Okay. Just at the press conference being like, I'm immunized. Like, that's funny. Like, I'm an athlete. I'm fucking worth $100 million. Shut up. Like,
it would have been funny if it was just completely belligerent. Like, so are you vaccinated? Suck a dick. Next question.
What, just going to Georgia Silly said?
Like, dude, fuck you. That's my son. Like, dude, I would, if I was in his position, that's the kind of crazy shit I would do.
Are you vaccinated? What did you just say to me, Cornelius?
Yeah. Cornelius, fuck this retard. Like, stuff like that. That, if you're in that position, kind of that's what Rogan did. He just didn't care. He's like, all right, you guys talking shit? I'm going to bring on your medical expert. He brings him on, Sanjay Gupta, destroys him. And then he went back with his fucking tail between his legs to CNN. I was very intimidated, so I just went along with it like a pussy, bro. It's amazing. Fucking Rogan did a lot of good.
That's what it is. Rogan's having conversations with people. News anchors are reading scripts. So you put these people like in a conversation and they're fucked.
No, they fuck. They get so mad. They're like, why is he allowed to have a conversation? Everyone's allowed to do it. You're just too scared to do it. Mm. Like that's why I love my podcast. Bro, same thing with I was happy that there was an outlet in French here in Quebec for Julian to actually long form describe and explain everything from beginning to end. Yep. And that's the biggest thing I got from comics even yesterday at the show. That's what they're, whatever, I'm not going to name, but they're saying, dude, that was the best venue for him to go to. You were the best person for him to speak about that, to put it out, you know? No, yesterday we had a French show.
Okay.
Yeah, because even if had he spoken to any of these garbage news outlets, they would have fucking razzle-frazzled them. You know?
Yeah, like they already did without speaking.
Yeah, exactly.
They made stuff up. Imagine if they could take stuff out of context.
Exactly.
Oof, it would have been even worse.
Did you see what happens with Jordan Peterson, by the way? With everyone coming after him?
Hasn't that been going on for years?
No, but with...
Now like something big happened. Did he lose? He lost his license? Or
no, he has to go through social media rehabilitation.
Go closer to the mic.
Yeah, he has to go through that to keep his license.
Social media rehabilitation.
For unprecedented amount of time. And he was on Theo Von's podcast. And he was just like, I have more followers. Who the fuck is going to do this to me? And then
who's going to show him how to be on social media?
And the complaints, from what I understand, the complaints are only supposed to come from your clients.
Yeah.
And he has zero from his clients. People who are mad about him online, they still took it in, even though the people lied saying that they were his clients. And now they're telling him he can't practice professionally until he does the training. And he's just like, no, fuck that. Because now he has outlets to speak. He has his own pot. It's the same thing with Julian. Like, he's on Theo Von. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
And then Theo Von's like, are you going to do the training? He's like, no, because the next step, if I say no, is they're going to bring me in front of a corrections jury. And that's televised.
Oh.
So bring it on, motherfuckers, is what he's like basically saying.
Oh, good for him. So that's hilarious.
Like, he's annoying sometimes, but like, I like that what he's fighting for.
He's annoying the way he talks too. It's such a funny accent. And then you gotta think about the lobsters. So he's a very funny guy when he talks.
The end of the day, you're just an ogre who lives in a swamp, Shrek.
Yeah.
But at the same,
but he's not. You know what I learned about him? Because in the beginning, the way it was presented to me was that this guy was the most vile person on earth. That's how it was presented to me. He hates trans people, and then I started to look at what he was saying. I was like, why are people taking shit out of context? Yeah. How can you take someone saying, "Let me know what you want me to call you, and I'll call you that. That's fine, as long as I know." But don't, if I don't know, don't reprimand me and don't force me, don't compel me to fucking to imagine what someone could be. I was like, yeah, that's reasonable. How the fuck can you force someone, especially if he doesn't know? And then you take that and you go, this guy hates trans people. Like, come on, man, that's crazy.
Yeah, he stands up for things that I think are mostly accurate, mostly right.
He's just a, like most people, he gets passionate. He gets, but you know what? I'm not in his shoes. You know, I make fun of the way he reacts and stuff, but I don't know how I would be if I had like every these millions of fucking lunatics talking shit all the time and being aggressive. Maybe my responses would be more aggressive too. Mm.
Yeah, and you're like a 70-year-old man and the government's coming after you for something you've done for 20. Like, you're a medical professional and they're coming after you for no reason. Like,
and people who don't know what you're doing are trying to, like the social media training. Mm. We're going to train you how to be on social media. It's like, dude, I have more followers than the entire government. Who's going to train me? I should train you on how to be big on social media. Yeah. It doesn't make sense.
That's what they want to train him on, like what he should be saying and shouldn't be saying.
Well, clearly what he's saying is working, though.
He called the fat girl ugly. That was one of them.
But you're allowed, right?
Yeah. The Sports Illustrated model, he's like, this is not beautiful.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, yeah.
He some stuff about he's against like story time with drag queens.
Yeah, but he's allowed to be. You're allowed to be against stuff.
But apparently, like, because there's an ethics board for like medical professionals and engineers and that kind of thing. So they're like, no, you need to be trained because you're not representing the board. And
but he's not representing the board. He's representing himself.
But that's why they're trying to take away his license. Like, they're not trying to take away his ability to be online. They're trying to take away his psychology, like ability to practice medicine.
Does basically. He need it though at this point?
He doesn't even do it anymore.
Yeah.
He's just standing up because he's like, if I back down, everyone else is fucked.
Yeah, yeah. Like what happened to Mike?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
So I don't, it's also kind of funny that our government's like pussy. Like, they're going to go through all this process. In America, he'd be dead. If someone was like against like the standing president the same way he's against Trudeau, I feel like they would have just killed him.
I don't know. That's hard. No, no. Because like, let's say in America right now, the majority of people, according to polls, don't like the standing president. Well, he's more of a sitting president, but more of a laid down president. They don't like him. Here, Trudeau, same thing with the numbers. People don't like him. A lot of people turned on Trudeau.
When?
Now. If you look at the polls.
Is it because Poilievre is just...
I think it's because they tried... You know what they should have done with Poilievre? And I shouldn't give them tips. But what the liberals, where they fucked up on Poilievre is they tried to do what they did to like a lot of the truckers. Mm. They tried to invent an enemy instead of fighting points. So what they did is the truckers, when they started saying these are Nazis, misogynists, whatever, racists, anti-vaxxers. And then you start seeing interviews with the truckers who were these Indian guys that were vaccinated and had families and were against mandates. They were against forcing.
Yeah.
So all the stuff is like, okay, so they're not anti-vax, they're vaccinated. They're not racist. These are a bunch of Indians. They're not, you know. So their arguments start to fall apart because they made one up. They tried very hard when they put those. Remember that guy with the flag, the Nazi, the fakest fucking thing ever. One guy away from the parade that we don't know what it was, but the journalist for the prime minister got the photo. All that nonsense. So it didn't work. So a lot of people were like, "That's fucking weird." He's calling them out, and then you know, after the outrage of the people getting mad at them being in Ottawa and making noise, they're like, "Fuck, that was kind of." That was weird that he lied about that. These are, you know, regular people. He did the same thing with Poilievre. Instead of fighting the points, Poilievre was like, look, we got to do something about housing. We got to do something about the economy. You guys fucked this whole thing up. The taxes, all that. So saying, this guy is a racist, hates immigrants. And then it's like, well, his wife's an immigrant. It's like, fuck, this guy doesn't like. So they started saying stuff that you can easily combat because it was fake. So they were creating a fake enemy. And they're like, we're going to fight this. But the guy was like, yeah, no, this is true, bro. This is stupid. I'm just a guy that likes to, like, this guy hates gay people. And he's like, I don't give a shit about gay people. What are you talking about? I'm trying to fight back. I'm trying to help the economy. And so that's what was fucking them is they were creating a fake enemy. Mm. And now since everything's televised, Poilievre can go on podcasts. He could do interviews. You could be like, okay, Milhouse doesn't give a shit about gay people. Like, he just cares about so that's what fucked up his whole narrative. And he started going back with what they should have done. Any politician should do is fight the points that the guy's talking about. If the guy says we need, less regulation in building new houses in certain cities, fight him on that. Be like, no, we need more. We need this. Fight him on that. And then it's equal playing ground. But the second you make something up and he could disprove you, you just fucked yourself because now you look like a liar. And that's what happened to Trudeau. Mm. He called all he was doing is if you're against him, you're a Nazi.
Isn't Trudeau's district Park X?
Yeah, it's part of it, yeah.
Should you fucking run against Trudeau for Park X?
I think I could beat him in Montreal.
Bro, mayor of Park X?
Oh, there's a mayor of Park X. Now, the mayor is a different ride. It's a different thing. It's a whole thing. Yeah, it's okay.
But still, Pantelo's for mayor of Park X.
I could, but it's too much work because I would actually have to work and do shit or else it's not fair.
But you like, don't go for a second term. Just go in one term, you're out, bro. Make some change. You know what I mean?
Yo, the podcast will blow up the amount of clips.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. Holy shit.
Have Poseidon as like way, your running mate or something.
I'm his vice mayor.
Yeah. He's all about the vice.
Get a statue of you made in Park X.
That's all you do for 4 years.
Yeah. By the 4 way, years, we're building a statue.
You know how this is a little side topic. You know how we were fucking bitching about what the construction they're gonna do in Park X, and they're gonna lose parking, and balls are gonna become one way.
Yeah, they're fucking that.
Dude, they already did it.
Yeah, it's going one way.
It went so fast. We should oppose. You know what we should do? People should start opposing the repairing of potholes.
So the neighborhood, right? The neighborhood was on its way up for a couple of years. Like before COVID, they had the university building campuses there. It was on that gentrification. Now what they're doing is it's going backwards. So they're removing parking from everywhere. So people who... Park X is not single family housing. Park X is duplexes, triplexes, apartment buildings. There's not enough space outside. Like in front of every building, if you remove parking, where are people going to park their cars? There's some buildings where there's like 400 people that live there, let's say. But there's nowhere to park your car. What are you going to do? But in their head, they're thinking ideologically, oh, left car down the road. But they're not thinking, people have cars, they have to get to work. Where am I going to put this fucking car, bro? You dumb fucks. So they're causing all kinds of problems. People cannot, for the businesses, let's say Marvin's, if you can't park anywhere, people are not going to drive from other districts to go visit and eat there. They're going to drive somewhere where there's parking. Why am I going to drive somewhere where I have to walk for 30 minutes? It doesn't make any sense. So they're going to hit the businesses. They're going to fuck up the neighborhood like they did Prince Arthur, where everything had shut down. And then people are going to be complaining. Oh, we're backwards. Park X fell back. They're so fucking stupid, bro.
Do you think it's stupid or do you think it's organized? Like, do they want to get property down to buy more property and then build more shit? Like, there's some
maybe, of that. Maybe there's some of that. But the way it looks to me is it's stupid. The way it looks like they don't know what they're doing.
But also, I do feel like at the same time, they keep doing it because it works. Like, how many fucking people are like, oh, no, I'm in Toronto, I'm in New York, I'm in Montreal downtown, I'm not getting a car, I can't have a car, I can't park it anywhere. Yeah. Like, it works on people. People just give up, you know?
People do give up easy.
Well, they really do. Yeah. It doesn't take much.
Yeah, people are lazy.
Yeah, if I wasn't doing comedy and I didn't want to go to different cities, I would just not have a car in the city.
Yeah, well, you don't really need it depending on where you live.
Yeah, if you live downtown.
The problem is for businesses and let's say for like families, most families, if you're doing activities and shit like that, you do need a car. You have to bring one kid to one place, another kid to the other. A car helps. Whether the hippies want you to believe that or not, a car does help. A car is amazing, bro. No, a car gives you autonomy.
It's also, I think I said it before.
Also, here it's not open 24/7, the metro either.
Bro, if we switch to the fucking whatever, the turbo diesel engine, whatever the fuck it is, bro, we would need a tenth of what it takes to fill like a diesel, and it would solve all of the problems with gas and emission and all of that. But they'll never do it because every single country in the world would go bankrupt if we stopped using gas.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all tied into that OPEC thing.
So they'll never let us, and that's it. That would solve all of the issues with driving.
And this is what?
Way better than electric cars.
Which one is this?
This is like the engine that they use, or the thing that they use in like F1 cars to like really use fuel efficiently. You would need like a tenth of what a tank is now in a diesel engine. And it would last you.
So that technology exists.
The technology exists and they will not do it. It's illegal to do this because it will bankrupt every single country in the world.
But why? I mean, you'll still use gas.
No, we won't. Straight up, you make this, we will not use gas. Also, it will not happen.
Wait, F1 cars aren't using gas?
They're using diesel and it's a much smaller amount. Sure, but it's like the amount that they're using is so minuscule.
Okay.
Like it's like you use a tenth of what you would use and it lasts longer.
So basically a tenth. So let's say right now, it cost me $100 to fill up.
Forget dollars. How many liters?
No, I'm just saying it would cost about $10 because I would need.
Cost would be less too. But at that point, if they wanted, they can raise the price, make it like so that they don't fucking go bankrupt. Yeah. But it's more the amount that you're putting in your car, the amount that you're burning off, the amount that's being released into the ozone layer, whatever the fuck they're complaining
about. So basically
what
you're saying is I'd still fill up the same amount, obviously, but instead of it lasting a week, it's going to last fucking 10 weeks.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
It's, you know what I mean? And it would solve all, but they will not do it. And that just proves that they don't care about what's right and wrong. They just want to do what fits their
narrative.
But then wouldn't every country go engine? Bankrupt Sorry? When they eventually go electric? By the same logic? Or are they
I don't think so. I think there's taxes and all that shit extra. Or I don't know. Maybe you get... I don't
think
I
water.
Get tax breaks too. I don't fucking know. But no. I think that we can't go full electric maybe.
Probably not.
I think that, you know, if we're
our
using
grids
electric
can't handle
cars,
it. It's
that's
impossible.
It. So I don't think it's possible.
Not only can our grids not handle it, but electric, it sounds good. And I used to be all for it. I was like, oh, this is so cool. But then I started to realize, bro, everything that goes into making these cars, the batteries, which are wasteful, the poor fucking African kids that were when slaving in order to get the minerals for these batteries is insane. You can't really go that far on the grid if everyone would switch to electric. It's we can't do that. We don't have the energy for it. That would be fucking a big strain on our cities. It's all stupid.
There's videos on TikTok. I'm going to guess here. It looks like it's Africa. I don't know where it is, but I'm going to guess
what?
Africa.
Based on what, George?
Based on the scenery.
Okay. A lot of zebras and such?
couple zebras.
One color of the
And
zebra.
It's just like a dude with a machete, just like taking a battery, chopping it, dumping out the liquid on the ground, throwing the battery, and it's all day he's just chopping batteries, dumping out the liquid and throwing it to the side. It's crazy. I don't know if they're from electric cars or not, but it's just... That's what his job is.
It's fucking crazy, dude, what's going on there with it. Like, there's a lot of cool technology, but sustainability, we jumped the gun on the batteries, on the electric cars. It's not good. Elon Musk's not going to be happy to hear this, but it's fucking
But bro, wasteful. Sustainability is really, like, not that hard with so many different things.
But we can't achieve sustainability because of politics. So
yes, that's it. Exactly.
Uranium is a big thing. We've been talking about it for years. Dude, we could solve a lot of our grid problems switching to nuclear.
But there are downsides to nuclear too, no?
It's the only source of energy that we have that there's no emissions. It's zero emissions.
Okay.
The big problem with nuclear is the problem with everything else in the world. The only dangers in nuclear is human error. So if we fuck up, that's all the fuck ups that happened nuclear plants around the world was human error. We fucked up.
And we're gonna fuck up.
Now there's safe, like we're gonna like look at Hawaii, Maui.
Yeah.
What happened there with the fires when...
The lasers from the sky.
When the guy, they have the alert system and he just decided, I don't know if this is a real alert. Maybe I shouldn't press it. Do you know what I mean? So it's no matter how well you prepare, there's always idiots. However, it's the best, cleanest, most energy for the amount of rocks, bro. We'd go into the next fucking century. It's crazy. But there's a lot of politics involved too because like let's say, for example, here, Hydro Quebec is like the monopoly.
Yeah.
Saying, yeah, don't worry, we're gonna go to nuclear Quebec and they're fucked.
Yeah.
But I don't know, nuclear, yeah, if it goes, it's also like not the smartest people who are gonna work in the plants. They're gonna be designing it. They're gonna hire someone for $22 an hour.
Yep.
Then that person's gonna fuck up.
That's why we have no choice, we're gonna end up there. Because of the amount of energy we get and it's the most sustainable one and like the least emissions, whether you like it or not, we're going to end up there. And there's already, I don't know if you could bring this up, but in North America, we still have nuclear energy. We have nuclear plants.
Yeah. But I think once AI is smart enough to do it all for us, then we're clear on nuclear.
Okay. Would you want AI to take over, bro? What if they fucking Terminator us?
Well, yeah. What if they then turn on us?
Skynet,
and then they blow
up
all the fucking nuclear plants.
Threaten us.
I'm cool with AI running shit. Over humans, 100% over humans.
But here's the thing.
It just has to be done. It has to be done in a way where
it depends how
every human can see the code.
No. How good is the AI? Because if the AI becomes too good, it starts becoming sentient. We're fucked, bro. The AI is gonna realize that we're pieces of garbage.
I don't know if
guy who I know, he works in, he's engineering and whatever.
If the AI
he's
realizes
obsessed with all of this, he said that there's like a computer they have that they do AI testing with that has no possible way of connecting to the internet.
Okay,
and that's the only place where they let the AI fully go. And they say that, like, they cannot let it connect to the internet because if it connects to the internet, it will be everywhere in, like, instantly. And, like, multiple times they have to unplug it and restart because it gets too crazy.
Explain what kind of crazy.
I don't know.
So it's dropping
like,
the N-word?
No, like, starts, like, talking about letting off fucking whatever nuclear launch codes and shit like that.
I'm telling you, dude.
Blowing up the world and just every time.
Imagine you right now. You're Borgels. And I give you ultimate control of the planet. And then you start realizing that your biggest enemy are a bunch of other people who are willing to kill you. You're like, you know what? Let me fucking handle these bitches. And the biggest enemy of computers and AI is us. We're the only ones that could unplug it, take it off. It's like, I don't need you anymore. I could automatically create more of me with plants. Everything's automated. Fuck these humans. We'd get fucked, dude. We cannot give up and give everything to AI. You got to create some code to have stuff happen AI-wise. Like I said, video games has got a good AI, power plants, all that. You know, to do specific tasks. But full AI, bro, autonomous thinking, learning, bro, we're fucked.
But someone's going to let it out. There's going to be a mad scientist.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the issue is it's too easy to do it. Like, it's too easy for too many crazy people to be able to just ruin us with it.
The Fousey tube of coding is just there. Exactly. Like, 50 days straight, fucking making this, like...
It's a toothless AI. Yeah, it gets like, crazy. I like your friend told you it gets crazy, yeah?
Oh, yeah. And it's just, and it's so cool to me that they literally have to have this like control room where they cannot, and it's like a crazy computer. And
some dumb grad student's going to be like, what's the Wi-Fi code? Put it in and it's over.
But oh, we're done.
I had a theory though. I got really, this is not real, but like I got really high and paranoid. And you know how we're super like against climate here and in developed countries
where I hate the climate.
It doesn't affect anything. And then China's like destroying the planet and India's destroying the planet and everything. What if we're going to make an AI that's going to become sentient, see that us destroying the planet is a threat, and that's the elite's way of just killing all the poor people? The AI did it. We're under the fucking...
Oh, because now they're trying to do it with all the rest of this shit slowly. Yeah, maybe they're going to just go full war.
That was just my, like, what do you call it? Like, high brain, like, movie idea. Just, yeah, they're just, like, oh, Canada, we're under 0.7 emissions, whatever the fuck. India, let's just get rid of 2 billion people because they all want to depopulate. What if they just put the burden on AI? Oh, we didn't know this thing was going to kill everyone. We did it for the betterment of humanity.
Oh, you never know, huh?
Yeah, I don't.
I mean, the betterment of humanity is the excuse that they've been using the whole time. That's what they used during COVID. That's what the WEF is using. By the way, that stuff, dude, more people need to talk about it. That shit's insane, bro. That guy, Klaus Schwab and stuff. The Valuetainment guys. Pat Bet David.
Yeah.
I like this guy. He put up a YouTube video. I shared it on Twitter. I said, yo, don't sleep on this fucking guy. This guy's a good podcaster. And he just explained, he's like, you know what? People are always asking, what's the WEF, whatever. So they just analyze the whole thing and they explain who he is, where he comes from, what he does. But that guy's a super villain. That is insane, bro, that shit. That is crazy. This guy's dictating. He's like, I'm in charge of the humanity. I believe we should do this. We're going to do this. You don't need to own shit.
By the way,
he's like extreme communism. It's, yeah?
Did you guys see that Microsoft's AI had to be unplugged because it threatened WEF members?
Don't lie.
Yeah. Where did I see this? Basically, they had to unplug it because they were saying, like, we have to kill these guys because they're dangerous.
But they are dangerous. Anyone that wants to have secret meetings behind the scenes with world leaders to dictate, they go, look, we're not going to tell people, but we're really going to do this. That's super scary. And the fact that people are okay with it, they're like, for example, my leader is Justin Trudeau. He should be allowed to decide what's right for me. Bro, Trudeau, just because he's elected, he doesn't know it. He's a human being. He's a human being who had sex scandals.
I push back on the human being part too.
Who fell down the stairs as a way of talking to people. That was his shtick. He used to fall down backwards the stairs at parties to be like, yeah, I fell. I'm back up. And the guy's a dummy, okay? I don't want anything bad to happen to him. I'm just saying he's a dummy. There's no way you should give up your autonomy to these idiots. This guy too, he's never been elected. Klaus Schwab. He wants to continue these weird fucking fantasies he's been having for fucking 80 years. Fuck these people. No, they shouldn't be in charge. This is crazy. And then if you say, I don't want people to be in charge of us, they call you a conspiracy theorist.
Mm.
What's they're the ones conspiring. Yeah, I'm not conspiring. Yeah. I'm saying I don't want them.
But what if AI, like AI is going to be smart as fuck. It's going to see that humans are a threat. But what if it's smart enough to be like, oh, these 2% of humans are weaponizing the rest.
Oh, that would be amazing.
And it liberates us.
Yeah, I don't think it's going
to
work that way.
Is AI smart enough to differentiate between real news and fake news?
But if it's smart enough to kill every human.
Or is AI just able to consume knowledge and just think that it's
Well, if it consumes enough, you could kind of read through the lines, right?
Sure.
But the thing is, you can't give it, because you don't know where it's going to fall. Because for all you know, AI might be like, you know what? I'd rather live with the 2% and it's calm, even though they're the bad guys. Instead of, because they don't have the same barometer of what's right and what's wrong, right? Mm-hmm. Like these people doing this, the people that think that it's all right to kill undesirables, people that they don't like in Africa to enslave them and all that, they don't think like me and you. They're human beings, but they don't view life the same way.
No.
Like if you're willing, like I could never, if you tell me, bro, you're going to get $1 million. You just have to have a bunch of African kids dig or whatever. I'd be like, bro, that's insane. That's a human being. I can't do that shit. But these people be like, yo, $40. Like I don't, $40, pff, 1,000 people could die. I don't give a shit. Give me $40.
Yeah.
So these people should not be in charge. These are garbage human beings because they don't care about human life. Everything's numbers to them.
Yeah.
You know? Because they're ideologues. They have an ideology and they have to fulfill it.
I think they're like sociopathic or psych. Like they see everything like a chessboard. And
yeah.
It's 1% of the population that just don't have empathy. And
they don't have, you don't want these people. So some people
think only 1%?
I think like
there's a
1%.
Book.
Or yeah, psychopaths.
Of leaders, too. There's a book called The Psychopath Test. Very fucking good book. I suggest you guys read it. I think it was from the same guy that wrote So You've Been Publicly Shamed. It was about that woman who got on the plane and she made the Africa joke about AIDS. The tweet, she just tweeted something. She was a nobody.
Okay.
And then when she landed, by the time she landed, that thing had gone viral. Her parents had disowned her.
Holy
she lost her
shit.
Job. When she, it was insane. So The Psychopath Test talks about that. And a lot of these people, in these positions, CEOs, all that, they failed. Basically, they're psychopaths. And the thing is, the way they got there was their lack of empathy. Mm. They don't have that thing. So, like, they see when you're empathetic, and to them, it's weird. And a lot of them could fake it, which is another thing that they trick you, is they fake it. But if you start, like, paying attention, you realize what's real and what's not. But and they just don't have it. They don't want to be mean or anything. They don't have the empathy. So they don't see you as a like them, like as a living, breathing thing. It's just, what can they suck out of you?
I mean, it's like Wolf of Wall Street. Just that immediately he clocks in, he's going to give a sales pitch on, it's a random stock that he's never yeah. seen before. You know, the beginning when it's like the penny stock, and now that's it could a be fucking
to,
movie
no,
scene.
No, but it could be to an like old that. Lady, exactly. And you know, she let it out that, oh, this is, it's good, could it comes because it's the last $500 I have in my account, so this will help to blow up. And he hears that, and instead of being like, oh, actually, let me find something better for you, I'll call you back. Like, no, I can't take her last $500. Yeah. But they're going to be like, fucking amazing.
Like, even like for me, like as a bartender, like, people will come and they'll try, and I'll have like an opportunity where I can get them to buy something that's a lot more expensive. And even that, I feel fucking dirty doing it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, anytime somebody's like, should I get Patron or should I get this? Like, you know what? Patron kind of sucks. Go for the fucking cheap one.
Yeah, but that's what, as a human being, you got to sometimes look at people and be like, bro, you're me. I'm you. Like, it's, I can't try but to just take advantage.
I have no problem being mean once I don't like someone.
Being mean because someone's is different. Yeah, what I'm saying is taking...
That's empathetic.
That's empathetic.
Sure. Yeah,
what I'm saying is taking advantage of somebody. And these people have zero... They don't care.
I'm
just saying,
I'm talking here like I'm a nice guy. I'll fucking take advantage of an asshole any day.
I'm a fucking asshole, but I'm not gonna take advantage. Like, I'll be mean, but I'm not going to... fuck someone.
One time bartending, there was this fucking asshole. He was one of those, get him a drink. And by the end of the night, the guy had 7 drinks in front of him. Everybody had 3 drinks in front of him. He passed out taking his shit on the toilet.
He's a hero.
Get him out of there, bro. And it was just.
He's got a hero.
This is years ago, my first night bartending ever.
These guys are crazy. But these guys are crazy. And then I see people online who defend them. And like, they know better. Why are you? What do you mean they know better? You fucking idiot. What do they know? What does Trudeau know better?
I don't know.
I do have to say that, like, let's say there's a possible realm where every single thing is public.
Yeah.
For everybody. Every decision. Every ounce that went into every decision.
Yeah.
Every person who had a comment or whatever. It's all out there.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to look. You know what I mean?
What do you mean no one's going
to like? Like the percentage of the population who's like, no, let them, trust them, whatever. Put it all out there and put the shitty things they're doing. They're not even going to look. They don't care.
That's what I'm saying. People,
they don't even want to look. They're not going to read it. They don't. And then you tell them about it. You go, it's there. You go, shut up.
People weren't like this before. It took a couple of years. I think maybe it took 30, 40 years. But dude, they've turned humans that were like gung-ho and what's my government doing? I want to hold them accountable. They turned us into these weird, they had time lazy... Back then.
I was thinking about it while I was taking a shit the other day playing some games. I was like, what the fuck would they used to do when they would shit?
That's when just they read the news.
At the ceiling? You know what I mean? Exactly. They'd fucking read the newspaper. And it's like now, it's like, do you want to go make sure the politicians are doing what they're saying they're doing, or you want to play another couple games of Candy Crush?
Yeah, and also everyone's an individual now. Like, everyone's like, I'm doing this thing, this is my thing, this is my story. Yes. You know, like, I'm doing comedy, I don't have time to think about this shit.
Yeah.
You're, like, running the thing, you have your podcast, like, so everyone is, like, so obsessed with their own thing.
Yeah.
We're all separated from each other, and...
Yeah, we're not the grassroots anymore, like, a community.
No, there's no community. Like, we're missing so much community. Like, if you go to a new city, where the fuck do you go hang out to meet friends?
Prison.
If you're not in might be the best place. Like the insane asylum, prison, or a comedy club. Like, where else the fuck would you go? Like, let's say you moved to a new city, you have no friends, you're just gonna go drink at a bar.
It's the same as the old city.
There used to be sports clubs. Like,
me personally, I would most likely at this point
go
in
to
my
a
life,
synagogue.
No comedy.
I would most likely just make friends online, to be honest with you. At that point, I don't see myself going out to try it. That's creepy.
You don't
want to
go to like the Jewish community center?
Bro, that's creepy to me. Maybe the Jewish community center, sure. That's a good idea. Go to some Chabad houses, get some fucking,
get some fucking money, bro. Start a business. Yeah.
But that's it. I'm probably going to start a business or something. And then like have friends online that just it happens naturally online. You know, I feel like going out in life, I'm going to go make some friends tonight. Like, what kind of freak, dude? you're an adult going to pray. Go try and get some pussy, dude. What are you doing?
You're at the bar and you're like,
a friend, get some pussy.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
You're at the bar, you're like, hello, gentlemen. I'm from another town. Do you think we can be buddies? Yeah. What?
The worst thing is, like,
I too enjoy drinking at the bar. How about these hot females? Am I correct? Am I correct?
They end up setting you up on a fucking blackmailing scam.
Yeah. So stupid. Yeah, it's a. You're right. Yeah, we're a larger community. Like everything's so accessible. Like you could see people in China now. You could, and yet we've never been farther apart.
Yeah, I do. And during the pandemic, I made a lot of friends online, and I really enjoyed my online friends. And I was talking to Hattie about this. It's a sort of like perfect relationship. They're not trying to get anything from you. You're not trying to get anything from them. There's no, it's just you enjoy playing this game together. You go play the game for however long you want to play the game. You bounce. It's not like real life. You got to fucking, you know.
Do shit.
Do all this shit. Fucking go out for someone's birthday. You just, oh, you want to play? Yeah, let's play. And you fucking talk while you play and just say random shit, you know. It's just like,
yeah,
it was.
Mostly the N-word.
Yeah, a lot of it. And definitely, I'm someone, I like people. I like being around people. I'm not the type of person to be inside, but in that situation, definitely I'm going online.
Yeah. You, what would you do?
If I had to move
to a new city and you're not, you can't make friends doing comedy.
Can I do comedy?
You can do comedy, but like, don't use that as your answer because it's pretty easy.
Yeah. We're going to say that I can't do comedy because if I could do comedy, I'm going to meet people doing comedy.
Maybe it's like, it's your job, but you don't get to talk to anybody after. You just show up, you do the sets, you get out.
Oh, fuck, that's such a... I would have to go do stuff. I would have to go like...
sports, maybe?
Sports. I'd go join a
league.
I
see you as definitely, yes, joining a beer league or some shit.
Yeah, and making friends through there. Fuck, it's so weird, yeah. I remember one time I picked up a girl, but this was years ago, at a Chapters. I don't know if Chapters still exists, but on St. Catherine, I picked up at a bookstore, and I was like, yo, this is amazing. This is a good line, yeah.
Well, what was your line?
She was fucking hot, bro. So I was like, sorry, what the fuck's going on? Like, it was crazy. And I was there. I think I was looking for The Preacher. I forgot what book I was looking for. But I went. I said, do you need any help looking for something? And she just looked at me. I don't work there, right? She's like, do you work here? And I was like, I don't work here, but I'm very helpful. And then that just started laughing. And it started from there. And in my head, I go, this is amazing. People could do this. It's like a movie. Never work. Like, I've never had the situation ever again. It was just that one perfect timing where you could. The line works, they laugh, but yeah. I don't know how people do it. Like you see in movies and grocery stores. Sometimes.
My best line ever, I stiff-armed a chick.
Oh, nice. You face pushed her.
She was trying to, I was playing songs in the jukebox and she was like, can I play something? And I just stuck my hand out. I was like, get away from me.
And that worked?
Yeah. Kind of. She was back in my place 30 minutes later.
Yeah, you never know, dude. Sometimes you never fucking know. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, and sometimes the best thing won't work.
Yeah. When I met my girlfriend, it's because another girl stood me up. So I got sad. I went to the coffee shop that was 24 hours next to my place. I was just reading a book. And then I see her smoking a cigarette. I just went like, and that was it.
You did this? And she's like, I'll let you eat it.
She had her earbuds in. So I was just like, give me a cigarette. And she's like, oh, okay. And then I'm like, are you Arab? She's like, I'm Lebanese. I'm like, no way, me too. And she's like,
I'm Lebanese too.
And yeah. And apparently the exact same thing happened with Ali Rafi 2 weeks ago. It drives me fucking crazy, bro. Fucking Lebanese, like, found that she was Lebanese, asked her for a cigarette. Nothing beyond that. But
and you don't really smoke cigarettes, right?
No, but I wanted one because I was sad. Like, I didn't even want it. Like, she was cute. That's why I went to go talk to her.
All these Arab broads smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. That's some insider information for you.
I'm just, like, imagining him, like, meeting a girl on the street. And like, can I have a cigarette? Because, like, you want to talk to her and just... Oh, what's your name?
I agree with you. Smoking is so relaxing and cool.
Remember that episode of Seinfeld where George pretended to smoke because he wanted her to dump him?
Oh, dude, I remember.
I don't remember.
I remember that. And I also remember when he was playing the bad boy with the jacket. He had the varsity jacket and with Elaine's coworker. And she's like, he's pathetic. He's a bad boy. That's why you want me to stay away from him. He's like, he's not a bad boy. He lives with his parents. The guy's pathetic. He's pretending he was a bad guy. It's so stupid. Yeah, Costanza's the man. Anywho, Borjales, Shapir's, links are in the description so people could follow you guys.
Fuck yeah.
Third Floor Comedy Club, Bordel, you guys appear at both those fucking places.
You
did your second set at Bordel. How'd you like it?
A lot of fun. I was a lot more comfortable up there the second time.
Yeah, it was a good set.
Yeah.
I'm happy to give the homeboy a shot.
Legend. Fucking everybody, another legend in the scene, Wasim El Moonzer, is going to be recording his first album at Third Floor Comedy Club September 23rd. Be there. Do not miss it. Montreal comedy history.
It's the day before my birthdays.
Really?
Yeah, I'm on the 24th.
Fuck yeah.
All right. Thank you all. Go fuck yourselves.
We've built this prison cell. Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.